Item number 39.
Approve use of the Portland Bureau of Transportation's rulemaking authority for modifications to TRN 10.19 for regulation of above ground structures.
Mr. Novick.
Colleagues, we're prepared today to address several questions that came up in the first hearing on this matter. One thing I've been informed is that Mary Beth, there was a question about noise from utility cabinets. Mary Beth Henry contacted Kansas City officials who confirmed that the Google utility cabinets, at least, don't seem to make noise, and the city hasn't received complaints about their aesthetics. And Alex Bejarano is going to address the questions that came up about art wraps, and Kyle Chizik is here to talk about additional outreach that's been done in the last couple of weeks. Alex, you want to take it away?
Sure. I think we're going to start with Kyle with the presentation, and then I'll chime in, but thank you.
So Kyle Chizik with the Bureau of Transportation. So to recap, these above-ground structures are utility cabinets in the right-of-way. They're primarily electrical and are hardwired facilities. Our current policy, we do allow them by exception, and they are that we have some from BES, Water Bureau, Northwest Natural, and quite a few from transportation for our signals and street lighting equipment. At our hearing, our public hearing in December, some questions came up about the art wrap. We had also some questions about certain design districts, specifically Terwilliger Parkway. And we did some research, we did some rethinking, and at this point, we're proposing that the art wrap is no longer mandated, that the cabinets will be either stainless steel or painted in a neutral color. As a consequence of that, there won't be a renewal fee because you won't need to rewrap a cabinet. Inspections will be complaint-driven, so if something gets tagged, we'll give the utility 48 hours to basically rectify that or resolve the graffiti issue. For Terwilliger Parkway specifically, in acknowledging it's a scenic corridor, it has design standards however, utilities are exempted from that. We're going to take the approach that we're going to treat it like a design district. So for historic districts and for design districts, we're going to work with the Design Commission and the Landmarks Commission to come up with specific standards for those districts. That Terwilliger Parkway, we will also treat that way. So Design Commission will weigh in on what standards need to be applied for these cabinets. And then our next steps are going to the Design and Historic Commission, and we would, if council approves, propose to file the rule for adoption as well. So that you generally, with the auditor's office, takes a few weeks for that to occur. As far as our timeline for our process, we sent out the notification in October to neighborhood associations. We coordinated with ONI, and that's how we made contact with the neighborhood associations, district coalitions, and then our utilities through our utility notification system. At the request of several of our neighborhood groups, we kept the comment period open. They rightly said, you know, this isn't enough time. We missed our monthly meeting on October. We're not going to take this up again until later, so can you keep the comment period open? We kept it open until the public hearing. And then at the public hearing, after that had the item had been continued, we kept it open. We have not received any new comments. So basically, we're dealing with the remaining comments and the feedback from City Council at the last council hearing.
Okay, questions?
I don't have a revised Exhibit A. Is there one?
The exhibit, We don't have a revised Exhibit A. The exhibit was as an example of what the proposed rule, but we would take the council feedback when we are adopting the rule as the Bureau and the legislative intent to make those changes.
So there wasn't, the public wasn't notified that there's a revised exhibit. So I don't know if we're going to have any testimony today, but I'm not comfortable voting for something that's not what we're going to be doing. So I'd prefer to see a revised exhibit that has those changes that you outlined in it and have that available for public comment so that they know, they can tell us, yes, they got it right, no, they didn't.
Okay.
Thank you, Commissioner. I should have thought of that.
Are there questions or concerns?
So what is the expected timeline for the Design Commission and the Historic Landmarks Commission to take action? Or?
When we spoke with BDS staff, they were anticipating in February that we could be an item on the agenda.
Does that mean they would actually complete action by February?
I believe so. We'll be working with BDS staff to create the standards of you know, what needs to apply to these cabinets in that time frame.
So the final rule we can expect sometime in February or March?
Yes.
And that comes back to council?
If council isn't comfortable voting on the resolution, we will come back to council with the revised exhibit. The current rule, TRN 10.19, was promulgated with Bureau's rulemaking authority. So in an effort to be transparent and to get the broadest input possible, that's why we brought it to council. But we would file that with the auditor directly.
Well, I think it's evidence that we did get testimony on it and that it is a policy decision about things in the right-of-way that probably council should weigh in on, rather than holding up your process for an amended version to come back next week. Maybe it would be best if you continue as you just outlined, but then bring the final rule back to council.
Okay, good. That's where
is that
I was
acceptable?
Kind of drove. Yeah, they can go ahead and go to the Landmarks Design Commission and get that guidance, because it might change what's in front of us.
Exactly.
Okay. So is that going to work? Therefore, do we need to act on the resolution in order to send you off to the Design Commission, or are you free to do that without final action on the resolution?
We're free to move forward.
Yeah, so I think you're free to go get their direction and come back to us with the final version after that rather than this order.
Okay.
Does that work?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
So we'll
very much appreciate you bringing this to council. It's the kind of policy decision that the public likes to weigh in on it in a very public way, and that I do certainly as a council member. So thank you.
And as a member of the public.
Yeah. So is there anyone who came to speak about this item today? If not, then I'm going to set it. There's actually a resolution on the table, but we're going to not take action on it today. Right. Okay. Right. That's what we're going to try to fix. So if there's no objection, then I'm going to return this to your office, because then you'll set the timetable for when the amended resolution and exhibit come back to us. Does that work? Okay, so we'll return this to Mr. Novick's office. Thank you for your work.
Thank you.
And we are recessed until 2 p.m.